time was up like that.
I didn't know what the diary was.
I think this should all be on. I think it's all on the sheets of the report. Yeah. All right. Okay. We finished the Hatmana. Yeah. I think. No. There's one thing I want to discuss, which is very, very connected to Hatmana, and it's a little bit of a chazar and some other things. And then after that, we'll just do if you did have mana by mistake, or if you did have mana for Issa, whether the food is us or not. Okay, those are the last things to do. Okay, one of the big talking points by Hatmana is when it comes to a crock pot. Okay, right. So the crock pot. At least, okay, the ones where there's potentially a problem is the ones which are, they have like, metal on the bottom, metal on the top, yeah, heating elements all around and underneath, yeah, okay, and you take, you put the pot, let's say put a toilet, put it inside, okay, so you put it, I need your cups.
How about this?
I have only one cup.
No.
Okay, everyone like that. Right, basically like exactly like that. Right? Yeah, everyone see? So the thing around it is around it and underneath is the heating element. Yeah? Okay, you put the pot inside it.
Inside, between them.
You put the pot inside it, okay, and then there's a lid on the pot. Okay? Right? Okay. So
I'm not sure what kind of crock pots are not.
I haven't seen any like that, but they do bring that there are some which are like that, yeah. Okay, we're talking about.
The difference would be whether the heating element is only on the bottom or on the bottom.
But the truth is, okay, it's a good point you're saying. The Ulfus Shabbos says that on the Chalit, yeah, it's not clear why that should be true. So I'm not getting it wrong then, I have to speak it wrong about it. It's not clear to me why that should be true.
I don't know when it's a proper thing.
Okay, so let's just, the way it's called out, also, I'm going to tell you from Rav Moishtar, the way he presents it. Okay, you know, everyone, he's the, what's he called them?
Sure, Shalas.
No, not him. The contemporary halacha, like discussions, like a weekly thing, monthly thing. Okay.
So
that's the situation. You've got the heating elements wrapping around on the side and underneath. Okay, and the pot goes inside. Okay, so you should. So if you hold like what the Mechaber says, the Talmud is that has one of the mixed up to the problem, then you're in trouble, right? Then you're clearly in trouble, right? Okay. But we hold one like that, right? We hold that Hatmana mitzvah is mutter. Yeah. It's only if it's fully wrapped. So you should jump at me and say this is also not fully wrapped. You've got the whole top exposed.
No.
Yeah.
Container.
What? Container is supposed
to contain. Oh, okay. One at a time.
Let's go. Who's first?
It's what's contained in. You said it's protection.
Yeah, but not the top. The top is not. The top is the lid of the pot.
Yeah. I understand that. You're going to leave it open with flies going in?
No, you are. The lid is the lid of the pot. We said that if the pot itself would never have hatmana.
Right.
So if you just have a pot and a lid, that's not hatmana.
Right.
That's how you have contain the food. Protected. That's what you used to do. So over here, you've got underneath, you've got hatmana, and the sides you've got hatmana, but on top there's no hatmana.
Right.
So this should be mutter. So it should be mutter. But wait. Everyone got the lid? We're building up. I'm going to come to you.
So you're saying there are those who say it's us?
Well, why? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, no, but I said it. I haven't actually said anything.
About leaving. Yeah, that's how I.
Okay. So according to that, we should say it's mutter.
Partially mutter.
Okay.
Yes. But then you case it will present the secret.
Okay.
Case it will present the whole. I have right now part, electrical part, which creates heat.
Yeah.
And this part has it's number one. Then
okay.
I have another part.
Yeah.
When I put potatoes and put inside of this part. This part doesn't have
current.
It's number one here, what's the situation
okay.
right now? Right now, when we talk about Hatmana, what we usually talk about, we're talking about Kadera, which have food inside.
Yeah.
It is what we lack.
Okay.
So in this situation, we can present Kadera, which put inside, it is this part which put inside. It is Kadera which we interested.
Right.
Other Kaderas we're not interested.
Okay.
And right now, unfortunately, first Kadera, which I described, it's totally wrapping around this Kadera.
Yeah, but not on top.
Yeah.
No, but again, you did not with me.
In your case,
I'm not interested outside Kadera at all.
Okay.
It's pure wrapping. And the wrapping never has this or that.
No,
I wrap inside. I wrap inside.
Wrap. We said Hatmana means wrapping the whole thing up.
Wrapping the pot.
Wrapping the pot. You say I wrap the whole pot.
Again.
Yeah.
Be this sec.
Yeah.
Outside pot, it just doesn't matter. It's pure wrapping.
Yeah, fine.
I'm not interested in this.
Okay, you're right.
Right now, this wrapping wrapped with all stuff.
Yeah, it's not wrapped with all stuff. It's
still not wrapped with all stuff.
It's still not wrapped with all stuff.
Because inside pot never had time.
What?
Right. It's like outside pot, it's like whole material.
You're saying
Actually, I forgot to say one more thing, which is that I've done. It's just a bit of chazal just to get us into the.
Then I remember eight. I was from Copenhagen.
Okay.
Remember by
so over here you're putting it. You're doing this on Erev Shabbos, right? So we said on Erev Shabbos, there's no problem of Hatmana, the Davar
She'ena. Is that even true? If you were to wrap an open pot, a pot with no cover, and a towel, that would be Hatmana?
So it depends why you're doing it, you said, right? If you're doing it to preserve the heat, okay. Yeah, that's a problem. Okay, so remember we said that on Erev Shabbos, the only problem is that Davar She'ena, to be Hatmana with the Davar She'ena Moistit Heaven.
Right.
Okay, so we're here. Let's say the davam is definitely a davam waste of heaven, right? These coils that these things have heating inside, right? All these things are providing heat and making this the pot, the food inside that the inner pot, making hot. So it's a davam waste of heaven. So you've got a problem even with Aristotle. Okay, so that was the sort of the halakha phase, right? Okay. So
I don't understand Hamana here.
Because not fully wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't explained yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Also, at the moment we've got the first point I'm just making is we've got Hatmana. Well, potentially it's a davar moisit heaven. Okay. So here we're saying it's wrapped on the side and underneath. But what about the top? The top is not. So the chorei should be mutter. So there are some places say it's mutter because of that. Okay. Okay. But the Shomer Zalman and Rabbi Yosef say not. There's still a problem. So they seem to hold that. Remember we said that something has to be fully wrapped, but. Even if it's not totally fully wrapped, if there's no mashwa'iti airspace, that's still considered to be fully wrapped. Okay? So they seem to hold over here that since this is the way it's produced, the manufacturers produced this in this way, and the whole task is over here is to cook your food, keep it hot, so that the manufacturers you see and the usage of this thing, it's enough that even though the top is exposed, this is still it's still doing this job fully. Yeah, this is how you cook with it. This is how you keep the food hot with it. Yeah, so that even though the top is exposed, but it is a type of hatmana, right? It's wrapped on the side, wrapped underneath, so that the exposure on the top is not sufficient to take it away from being considered to be fully wrapped.
Where did they get a car for that?
No, because we talked. We talked about that before about the baby bottle being submerged when it's below, and if the heating heating element is above the liquid, which is inside the baby bottle, is submerged.
Yeah.
That's the same principle. We said before that if the baby bottle, if you want to heat warm up a baby bottle, and you put it in. And it's totally inside under the level of the water, then it's a sort of hatmana.
Right.
So best to do it, so make sure the water level of the hot water inside is above it.
Yeah.
So here too, you could say that, okay, the food inside is below the level of the coils. So it's also a sort of hatmana.
I think we did mention that you look at the pot, the thing that is inside. Yeah?
That's the. I mean, could, yeah, the top is still exposed. Yeah.
No, no, no. But so when you put the legs up, both bar the same thing.
Where's the bottom? Not underneath the water.
The liquid in the bait bottle comes down here. We said that was a problem. There are those who are
yeah,
water.
Yeah.
So best to make sure the water level is above. Is it someplace similar?
And the bottle sticking out.
Right. So I'm saying the same sort of thing.
And that would be mutter. That's mutter.
That's what I understand. So here, the level of the chulent that's inside, if it's below the level of where the
So yeah, the person seems to say that it's totally on the you look at the pot of the water, just the food inside it. Yeah, but even without that, the top is still exposed.
Why is the baby bottle different then?
Why don't we have the same sort of by the baby bottle?
Right.
Why is it usher? Why would it be usher? He's saying the baby bottle is usher if the top of the bottle is not above the top.
If it's submerged.
Yeah, it's submerged, but it's not above.
So then the whole thing's covered.
No cover.
Why is it not covered?
Because we're not. If
the whole baby bottle
is covered. The baby bottle itself is covered.
Okay, so that's the problem.
Right, and same thing here. The inner top is covered.
See, it's like the same bottle, parallel. Take the inner black pot of the chillin' pot. The lid is exactly parallel to the baby bottle with the top. The lid is nothing on top of the lid. That's the same thing. You have the most-y cover, which is the outer of the pot, right? It doesn't have a lid. You have an open pot, doesn't have a lid. Inside is food.
But the water is on top, the water is the cover. The same thing is the coral, the corals are also running. What is equal?
Mama's, like that.
The bottle and the thing.
Okay, yeah, and I thought that might be okay.
No, because the top coil is in the crock pot. It could also be above. Even if you want to say that the container, I mean, if it comes the same thing by the baby bottle inside. If it's considered as a whole container, then it's above where the coils are. If it's not, so you just consider the food, and we do consider only by the liquid.
Again, the difference in the baby bottle is that there's water on top of it. Right, the same thing by the crock pot. Why? Because the coils are above. No, not on the lid of it.
Yeah, but the inner pot has a lid.
Okay, but that's a lid, that's not a hot money.
Yeah, same by the baby bottle.
There's water on top of the bottle.
Only if you've done it in that way.
Yeah, you're right. If you didn't do it in that way, there's water.
You're asking what? You definitely have challenges. What you said about the revelation, you know what he said? If you translate in normal language. That by design they built it like cut mana.
Right. That's all. Forget about the need. Why is it different? The fact that they designed and made this way. Yes. So I mean, the manufacturers and the users are using it in an optimal way. Ensure that the food is cooked and stays hot. This is the manufacturer felt this. You're doing a great job of it.
And therefore, the vault of air,
it's like I'm not doing it the optimal way. I could have done more. Yeah. So there's a sizable.
Because if I really wanted to do Aima, I will create such a pot, or whatever you call it, where I could close it and the seam on top. And then the whole thing would be.
Right, but they didn't do that because I have to get to the pot. So you can open it up. You can have a look at
the top. The top has to be open.
Why?
Because I need the top open to get to the
pool. You can have a little door.
That's why it's okay. So that's why consensus has won. So it's mutter. No.
If they felt that it was a much better solution, then they would have put a little on it like this.
Right.
They don't.
No, I don't agree with it.
They're not doubting it's true. They said they just want to understand.
I don't hear that from you.
So, I don't understand. You
just get a document.
Good luck. A manufacturer
from Starbucks.
It's traditional throughout parts of Europe. You have, you know, a fancy hot an urn for heating up water and making tea and it's involved. And it often comes with a cloth top. That you put on top, and it's strapped from the top and on most of the sides.
Okay.
But not necessarily on the bottom. Would it be true, according to the same postscript, that even if it doesn't cover all the way to the bottom, that since it was designed that way, that it would still be sort of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right, that should come out.
The part should come out.
Yeah.
Anytime you have something that is designed that way, and we will say that is...
That's what's coming out. Yeah.
That's
what we're going
to say.
Okay?
We were told to put a big metal...
Yeah, no, we're going to get it. Okay.
I mean, it just seems... I don't know why...
we'll see why. So according to Rosh Hashanah Ova and Rabbi Yosef, so then you are into Asmala... issues. So they say it's a problem. There are, as quoted Rav Steinberg, Rav Vosner say it's okay. Yeah, but okay. So Rav Yosef is an eater. Apparently, Shmuel Shabbos says Rav Shmuel Shabbos didn't like the eater. Rav told me you can't go with the eater, which is, he says, you put stones. Okay, the other say you can wrap up aluminum foil, right? Yeah, you put it out on the bottom. One more thing before we even get there. There's another potential reason why it might be mutter. Yeah, it's because there's an air space in between, right? It's not mamash touching it.
Pretty close.
You don't like that. Why you put it up your face?
Okay,
there is a bit of an answer.
Pretty close.
Okay, all right. We said that an airspace, it has to be a Nikkei airspace. Yeah. So the police can say that, according to those who asked for it, yeah, that's the way it's made. It's meant to be like that. It's doing its job. It's not enough an airspace. Okay, so yeah. So the answer of the Oscars is to raise up this inner part. Yeah, you put stone inside, you put metal wrapped up and foil inside, yeah, and then you're raising it up. So what's that doing? So there's two potential gates, yeah. First of all, now you're making some of the sides, you're raising them up out of the Hatzmana, okay. And then Rabbi Yashu also says, well, at least the way it's called in Ofer Shabbos, that the fact that the bottom is raised, the bottom of the inner part is raised of the bottom of the heating element. That section there is also not considered to be wrapped, and so that can also, you can also count that. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So yeah. So
that's
sure. Huh? Well, actually, he says if you have half the thing uncovered, then you're okay. Yeah. So you raise up a bit, and you've got the bottom, you've got the bits on the side, and you've got the top. Then
but how the side should be?
No. Half in total. Half in total. Okay. So yeah.
This also
I'll get to that one in a second.
Half of what?
Half of the whole
container inside?
Surface area of the container. No. Half of the whole thing. Meaning the surface area of everything. So that means the sides, the bottom and the top.
If you add it all together,
add all of those together and half of that.
Now suddenly the top doesn't count towards up and
on. Yeah, no. What? So once you what? I thought that was never. It itself wasn't Hatmana, right? It's right. Just, but if you look at the whole picture, the fact that most of it is, and this is where they have to put it. Right. Yeah.
Once you get more than not.
Yeah, that's what. Okay. Yeah, everyone got that? Okay.
No. Not really. I understand because you have the top, and then half of the outside counter.
And altogether, less than half is surrounded closely with the heating element. You send that in the bottom and top, the outside is stored, the bottom is top. And a little bit you explode on the sides, that should be more than that. All together.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't do the math.
Yeah.
It should be non-metric.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Putting
so in that case, excuse me. Bottom line, because we all of us said this right now. There is two opinions. Rav Bozner said Mazel Tov, do what you're doing, forget about anything and enjoy the chill.
Yeah.
Rabbi Lech and Rabbi and no, do things.
Yeah.
No, Rabbi.
Now this don't need this chill.
Instead, okay. For the effort, we're not discussing the video. This is, we're discussing that from here at this stage.
Yeah. Someone else has been not like Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay.
For someone else, he does not agree.
Okay. He pulls down that he doesn't hold of that. He doesn't hold of this eater to do it.
Right.
Okay. Again, a common thing that you can read it. That's what you should do. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can lift for that and shalom yourself. Okay. The simple reason why putting some kind of insert inside won't help is because he's still got hakman on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're putting that in to separate it from the heating
element.
That's why you're putting it in.
But it is still, the thing is still hot. Yeah, still a double
motive. You're only doing that, the inner lining is for the left issue.
Yeah, right. Might be in the Sakhazar, right. Sakhazar could help. Everyone got that?
We do know that the manufacturer of these things that
they're
heating elements
indeed
inside,
but
there's nothing in the side. It's just on the bottom.
So, that actually terrifies us. I'm not sure. Again, if Professor says if it's just on the bottom, then
it's
okay.
Even physically, you've got the metal.
Yeah, so that's why. Sorry, I don't understand why that's true, because we're saying that we've learned that another way to pebble is. It's not that the thing itself is providing the heat. As long as it itself is hot, I don't know where it's coming from. I have to.
As we said before, if you put a lumen foil, for example, around, some Kugel or something like that, you just want the aluminum foil because you want it to warm up. That's
the problem. I don't know why it should make a difference.
Yeah.
If the coils are left on the bottom of the foil,
right.
The side of the foil.
It's heating. You want that metal to be warm.
I don't have a check. Okay. The other issue, just while we're talking about hot, thank you. Yeah. So we're saying there that the chod is a problem of chazara, right? Because the things that are not covered, the heating surface is not covered, even though you can't see the metal cores, but the fact that's a normal way to heat it, we said that is a problem of like an ash that's considered to be an open fire, and therefore the problem of chazara. Okay, fine. And then. According to that, if you take a hard piece of hard aluminium foil and you put it inside, that should solve that problem. But there's another issue which is also discussed, which is hatmana. It's going halacha. It's normally not. It's sometimes relevant. Chazara is only mutter on top of a fire, not that inside a fire. Meaning, you can't in an oven. You're not allowed to put it inside an oven. Yeah, you can't do chazara into an oven. Yeah. Okay. So someone would say that the fact that this thing over here is light and oven. Yeah. It's the heat is coming from around it and underneath it. Yeah. Therefore, it's going to be considered to be light and oven, and therefore you can't do chazara on a crock pot either.
Is that a machlok? Okay. That's not wrong.
It's not enough, right?
I mean, so why are we putting the foil?
Yeah, no, I'm saying it. Yeah, according to that, wouldn't help.
But you don't even got
one anymore, according to these persons. Yeah, you don't have one, but you could still have Chazara. And, yeah. Especially, yeah.
Even if it's not going to talk.
That is a problem on an open plate.
So what's the bottom line?
Where they can do chazara?
But it's not an open plate yet.
It's not an open plate, I don't know. I'll see what the
Rabbi says. I have also a question about, go back to 1 minute, 2 questions. One is, sometimes in the crockpot, when we say that as long as one side that is open, that's not covered, according to the source of the rules of Islam, how much of it has to be open? In other words, sometimes I like to put a towel, but not cover the whole thing, just like a top, to prevent some evaporation.
Well, wait, but you're putting the towel on top, mom is on top.
Yeah. You're not doing a crock pot anymore?
Crock pot.
On a crock pot.
But I'm not covering the whole top.
You're not half a pot.
Is it half a pot? That's still considered open.
And how much?
Or should I not put a towel at all?
Not my
fault. No, I know what you mean. I understand. Saying, so according to this question,
how much should it cost to you in that scenario?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Another question this is more of a theoretical question. On an oven, let's say you had an oven that was on, right? And you put in your foods into the oven for Shabbos.
Yeah.
And you take it out of Shabbos without the lights.
You can set it on the timer.
Is that, even though it's sitting in airspace, but is that hatmar? Because the whole point is that whole ear is
yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not on. It's not a regular oven. No, it's not.
That's not on the keyset.
No,
it's a
big question.
Because the whole point of the oven is that the air is being heated. That's what's causing
the
heat, is the
action
of the air.
Yeah, it's not
there. It's not, said in their ovens it used to be a problem,
but
somehow in our ovens. In Hatmana, like their ovens, you weren't supposed to do that. I just remember seeing it. It's something about like their ovens were different than our ovens. Like we have more airspace or something like that. So, but,
Alex, I just want to check if he's not Mazar. Finish everything about the crockpot. Again, another issue just with the crockpot is also with regards to shear then. Yeah, because it's normally not covered, so it means not good for the katuma. In which case, you have to be careful about shear. Shear, we said that the food has to be, okay, I'm just going to say the word now, I'm explaining it. Yeah, it has to be cooked before Shabbos comes in. Okay, right? If it's good for the tumor, if you put the foil there, then that would help. That makes it good for the tumor. Yeah. Otherwise, it has to be. It has to be fully cooked. If not, then machal b'drusa, which is the half, and if the average, your mum must be stuck. And so, okay. The other solution is if it only goes on just before Shabbos comes in, then there's a hechsher of a raw piece of meat or something, yeah, which generally won't be ready for the Friday night. So that's therefore that there's no chashas that you'll come to.
That has to be a large piece.
They say it has to be a piece that is like a chashal piece,
right?
Chicken
leg is
not
enough.
Who says that?
I thought it says like a leg of a lamb kind of thing.
No, I don't think so. I think one, something like a, something that you serve, like, is very good, I think.
Alright.
Yeah. But doesn't that mean when the Shabbos actually comes in? So if you're
lighting candles 40 minutes before, it could be that during those 40 minutes it'll get to the proper
they still cook it, they generally take a long time. That's what the it takes a while before they start having an effect. It could be maybe the more modern ones are to it quicker.
That should be fine.
I don't know.
So is it so is it what's your